Next question is Vivian Stewart, the IVIN Stewart for 12/19/50. Today is 8/14/2025. Ms. Stewart is a 75-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of atherosclerotic heart disease. She continues to have, she has not developed chest pain, shortness of breath. She appears very pale. She was hospitalized in May of this year, diagnosed with multiple ulcers in her esophagus and her stomach, which is most likely bleeding. Patient did require transfusion. She adamantly refuses to go back to the hospital for any transfusion or further workup period. I made sure today she is not taking anti-inflammatories, Mobic, including Mobic aspirin or ibuprofen, period. She's taking her Carafate 4 times a day. And I recommended via copy of this letter to the medical director to increase the protonics to BID. She also suffers from hyperlipidemia and essential hypertension, period. In the paragraph, she would benefit from nitroglycerin by bedside. I encouraged her to use her oxygen, period. Patient does have a provider, does have issues with bowel and bladder incontinence, and help with, requires help with ADL, period. Patient O2-side was 92% with a pulse of 110, blood pressure 110 over 60, period. Walking 2 steps causes her O2-side to drop to the high 80s, and that's the reason I asked her to wear her oxygen at all times, especially with her anemia. She does have what looks like lower extremity edema, 1+, or 2+, most likely related to right-sided heart failure, as well as symptoms of high output congestive heart failure, given her appearance and pale skin, palm of the hands, and conjunctiva, period. She... I talked to her about nitroglycerin and how to use a nitroglycerin when it arrives. Other comorbidities include CHF, pedal edema, O2 decompensation, DJD, and pain, as well as cardiac cachexia. Her MAC is now 27 centimeters diminished with decreased weight. Overall prognosis remains poor for this woman. On top of that, face-to-face evaluation, please, if you would. Thank you.